From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. The U.S. military says it dropped the most powerful non-nuclear bomb in its arsenal in Afghanistan. A Pentagon statement said the bomb was dropped Thursday on an Islamic State tunnel complex in the Achin district of the Nangarhar province near the border with Pakistan. The device, called the Massive Ordnance Air Blast Bomb, contains 11 tons of explosives. Based on its acronym MOAB, the U.S. Air Force calls it the mother of all bombs. Pentagon spokesman Adam Stumpf said it was the first use of the bomb in a combat situation. President Donald Trump indicated the military strike had his full approval.
If you look at what's happened over the last 8 weeks and compare that really to what's happened over the last 8 years, you'll see there's a tremendous difference, tremendous difference. So we have incredible leaders in the military, and we have incredible military, and we are very proud of them. And this was another very, very successful mission.
He also answered questions about his expectations of Chinese President Xi Jinping's role in curbing North Korea's nuclear ambitions.
I have really gotten to like and respect, as you know, President Xi. He's a terrific person. We spent a lot of time together in Florida, and he's a very special man. So we'll see how it goes. I think he's going to try very hard.
President Trump. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is remaining defiant in the midst of widespread accusations his government carried out a deadly chemical attack last week. In his first interview since the chemical weapons airstrike on Khan Sheikhoun earlier this month, Assad told AFP the incident was a fabrication. This is VOA News. Voters in Turkey will consider a constitutional referendum Sunday on whether to transform their government from the current parliamentary system into a powerful executive presidency. The issue has split the nations. Critics accuse President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of trying to create a dictatorship, while his supporters claim the changes will protect the will of the people. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul on the last days of the campaign.
Istanbul, Turkey's largest city, accounts for about one-fifth of the electorate, and how it votes will likely prove decisive in Sunday's referendum. With opinion polls showing the outcome is too close to call, both sides are feverishly campaigning. Yes, campaigners argue that extending the president's powers will strengthen democracy by ensuring stability. For the no voters, the proposed reforms, extending presidential power over the judiciary and allowing rule by decree, opens the door to dictatorship, as this no campaigner explains.
She says, people come and ask us why we should say no. We try to explain to them. To be honest, we say no to one-man regime.
For both opponents and supporters, the referendum has come down to one man, incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un commemorated the opening of a skyscraper-lined district in Pyongyang Thursday amid rapidly escalating tensions between his country and the United States. Kim cut a ceremonial ribbon to mark the event before a rally attended by more than 100,000 people. The sprawling project includes a 70-story apartment complex and stretches out of downtown Pyongyang to the palace where the country's past leaders are kept embalmed. The opening was one of the series of events leading up to the national founder Kim Il-sung's 105th birthday Saturday, North Korea's most significant holiday. South Korea is expecting tough trade talks ahead with the United States after President Donald Trump strongly criticized a free trade agreement between the two countries for dramatically increasing the U.S. trade deficit. A report by the U.S. Trade Representative laid out key trade objectives for the Trump administration that include breaking down unfair trade barriers and ensuring American businesses have a fair opportunity to compete. For more news, log on to voanews.com. I am Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.